Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 11, The Most Important Word. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we already probably know and learning how to live them. Earl begins this episode with a deceptively simple question. What is the most important word in the English language? It's a fun question, almost a little silly. If someone asked me on the spot, I'd probably say something like love or family or freedom. But Earl's answer, the theme of this entire episode, is different. His answer is attitude. According to Earl, our attitude shapes everything we do, have, or become. He challenges us to treat every person that we meet as if they are the most important person in the world, because to them, they are. That simple shift in posture changes how we listen, how we speak, and how we show up. And the deeper claim is this: your attitude determines how you interpret your circumstances. Do I have enough? That depends on my attitude. Am I successful in my work or life? That also depends on my attitude. The facts of the situation may be fixed, but what those facts mean is not. Earl illustrates this point by referencing the philosophy of Viktor Frankl, a Jewish psychiatrist who survived Nazi imprisonment during World War II. Frankl's insight was revolutionary in its simplicity. We cannot always control what happens to us, but we can always control the attitude we take toward it. Even in the most brutal conditions imaginable, Frankl observed that people still retain one final freedom: the freedom to choose what it means. That perspective is sobering. It puts our everyday complaints into sharp relief. When I find myself thinking, oh, woe is me, life is so hard, Frankl's experience serves as a powerful reminder. If meaning and dignity were possible there, then attitude matters everywhere. Earl encourages us to step back from our circumstances and ask, what does this mean? How could this serve a greater purpose? What positive direction could this push me toward? Attitude doesn't deny hardship, but it determines what we do with it. From there, Earl shifts focus and gears to introduce another powerful force, imagination. He tells the story of two nearly identical store owners. Same industry, same location roughly, same starting point. Years later, one business has expanded, while the other is barely surviving. What made the difference? Earl's answer, imagination. The successful owner was better at envisioning new possibilities, new ways to serve customers, improve operations, and grow. But imagination alone isn't enough. To act on imagination, you also need courage and determination, especially to overcome the fear of what will the people say? Ideas are fragile. Implementing them takes nerve. A simple test of imagination. Earl leaves us with a practical test here, one that I found both simple and confronting. When you talk with other people, what do you talk about the most? Talk about people? Talk about things? Or do you talk about ideas? We all talk about each of these categories at different times. But if our conversations revolve mostly around people, especially gossiping, or mostly around things like cars or sports scores or purchases, Earl suggests we may need a conversational upgrade. It's when we spend more time talking about ideas that imagination truly grows. Ideas stretch our thinking. They open new paths. They move us forward. So episode 11 leaves me with these reminders. Attitude shapes meaning. Meaning shapes action. And imagination, backed by courage and determination, shapes the future. We may not control everything that happens to us, but we always control how we meet it. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.